Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out to our friend Nancy Kane with AAA this evening on the phone. Good evening, Nancy. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Cheryl. How are you this evening?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing a little better this week. Gas seems to be coming down a little bit in the Lansing area, so that sure helps my mood when I pull up to the gas station. What are we seeing this week?
Yeah, gas prices are coming down and everybody is cheering. So we join you in saying amen, really.
Do we think this is going to stay down for a while, or is this temporary? I mean, the survey that AAA does on a daily basis is rather astonishing.
Yep. Well, the survey today statewide, we're about $4.10 a gallon. And that is down, you know, this week is the first week in 12 weeks that we can proudly say gas prices are down. And why they're down is that the crude oil prices come down significantly. And in fact, today it's in the $100 range, where just a few days ago it was up to $113, $114 a barrel. And what you and I pay at the pump, Cheryl, you know, it follows the crude oil price. And why the crude oil price was so high, very unusual for this time of year, was because of all the unrest in Libya and the uncertainty and the fighting and overseas in the Middle East, and also the concern that maybe we wouldn't be able to get our gasoline. So things are finally settling down with the crude oil price. And also here in the metro Michigan area, just our Midwest part of the state, we've also seen where what happened was the refineries change over from the winter blends of gas to the summer blends. And when they make that changeover, typically it costs a few pennies more per gallon just for a few weeks while the changeover takes place. So we had that happening at the same time.
Well, I wondered about the summer blends and the winter blends. I've heard a little bit about it, but what exactly is the difference in the blends and why?
Well, they're lighter. They're a lighter blend for the summer. You know, in the winter, you know, the air is heavier. In the summer, it gets hot. You know, and things just kind of rise. They're just better for the environment. And like I say, that's the good news. But the bad news is when they make the changeover, prices do go up a few pennies.
Go ahead.
And I'd say, like I said, we've had these summer blends for a number of years now. Unlike the old days where you had one kind of gas, that was that. But now we've got these summer blends, and they really are better for the environment.
That was my next question. Is there really a noticeable difference?
Yes. There is. Better for the environment, and it's just, you know, it's a good thing that we have it, you know, just for the making all of us be healthier.
Well, undoubtedly. When you talked about the unrest in the Middle East and so forth, is that where the speculators come in on gas prices? They get a little jumpy, and therefore we have to react.
Right. They get jumpy. They think, well, you know, because truly we've not had a situation. We never did have an issue of not having enough crude oil. We had ample supply. But there was that fear factor that maybe something was going to happen and we couldn't get it. And also, the third thing I should mention, too, is for a while there, the U.S. dollar was, you know, more devalued, lower. And now it's come up. And so people are going back to the investing in the dollar and less investing in crude oils, you know, like crude oils and other commodities, for example, oil, gold, silver, same thing. They've come down a bit. So this is good news for the motors, and this is a trend that we certainly hope is going to continue.
Well, and that's what I was wondering as well. Generally, it seems, and again, this is as a layman here, it just seems as the summer driving months pick up, gas gets a little more expensive. Do you think that is something that's going to happen again, or can we count on things being a little more stable?
Well, we're hoping we can count on things being a little more stable. You know, usually, Cheryl, we've talked before, prices are very stable January, February, least driven months of the year, and normally you just don't see upticks in the price of gas at the pump. But this year, you know, from the beginning of this year to now, it's been very unusual and volatile with prices going up. So now we're coming back down a little bit, and normally you do see an uptick in gas prices for the Memorial Day weekend, which is the unofficial start of the summer tourism season and the driving season. So prices may come up a bit for Memorial Day, but barring anything unusual happening in like overseas or if there's some refinery issue where you can't get the gasoline, but we think that prices should be moderating at least short term for the next couple of weeks, and again, there may be a little uptick in prices right before the Memorial Day weekend.
Are we passing $3 a gallon gas, do you think?
How do you mean by past? Are we going to see
it again? Yeah, do you think we'll see it again? Or is that kind of something we'll tell our grandkids? Yeah, I was alive when there was $3 a gallon gas.
Well, that's a good question. That is a good question. Well, hopefully the prices are going to come down. Some analysts have been predicting that prices might come down 50 cents a gallon. Truthfully, we don't know how anybody could say, because gas prices are there's so many volatile issues involved, and you just can't say that they're going to come down that much. Hopefully they will come down, and it's possible we could see $3 a gallon again. What happened, remember, 2 years ago when gas prices went up, 2008, they went up to the all-time high then of $4.21. But by the following year, they were back down, you know, under $2 for a brief time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say for sure, but unfortunately for planning purposes, it's always better to plan a little extra for your gas tank.
and then be pleasantly surprised should it reverse itself for a time.
Exactly.
And how many? I think it's always interesting how many gas stations AAA polls every day for gas prices.
Well, in Michigan, we've got 2,800 gas stations, and this is a good question you're asking, because we've been asked that a lot. It is 2,800 stations, very reliable, and it's based on credit card receipts, which is, you know, about 70% of all gas is sold at gas stations on a credit card. So it gives you a good sampling of what the price is. And we update it once a day, and like at the end of the day, like at midnight, it stops, and then we restart for the next morning. So sometimes if a station changes their price, and many stations have changed their price, you know, more than once, twice, three times during the day,
mm-hmm.
we update our survey once daily, and it comes out the very next morning very early.
Well, it's good stuff. I do love your website, too. I go to AAA, and I often get on the website when you and I are talking. I mean, right now I can tell you there's a traffic tie-up on 96. I can be the weather or the traffic girl here. So much great information on the AAA of Michigan website for planning trips, for cost-saving measures, I mean, for the whole thing. It's a great resource, Nancy.
It is, and you know, I should add that you don't have to be a AAA member. Anybody is more than welcome. Go on, it's AAA.com, and you'll find lots of information there, all of our tour books and information. There's also a section under savings. We've got our AAA fuel price finder, so you can plug in the zip code that you're at or where you want to travel to. If you want to go to another state, plug it in, and you can find what gas prices are and where the cheapest price might be in that area.
Well, like I said, it's a great website. I visit the website frequently, a lot of great information. Nancy, is always a pleasure to speak with you. We'll look forward to talking with you again soon.
That sounds great, Cheryl. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You as well. Thank you. Nancy Kane with AAA. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.